U.S. immigration agents have had a long-standing policy. Certain places are off-limits for arresting immigrants who are in this country illegally. No schools, no hospitals. NPR's John Burnett has broken the story of a family that was followed by agents to a children's hospital in South Texas. They were arrested while their infant son awaited emergency surgery. As John tells us, this situation and several others have many worried about a new normal under President Trump's immigration crackdown.
Isaac Sanchez, at 2 months old, was diagnosed with pyloric stenosis. This is a condition that causes vomiting, dehydration, and weight loss in infants. It's curable with surgery, but no hospital in the Rio Grande Valley of Texas had a pediatric surgery team capable of performing the operation on his stomach. In order to cure Isaac, his parents, Oscar and Irma Sanchez, would need to take him to Driscoll Children's Hospital in Corpus Christi. It was just a couple of hours up the highway, but for them, it was a world away. The trip would require passing a Border Patrol checkpoint, and the Sanchezes are undocumented. While they pondered their predicament in a Harlingen hospital, a Border Patrol agent showed up in the waiting room. Oscar Sanchez suspects a nurse turned them in. The agent said he could arrange for officers to escort the parents through the checkpoint to Corpus, but when they arrived, they would be arrested and put into deportation proceedings.